We are going to continue to move on. Next on our agenda, South Dakota Go Outdoors update. I believe we have Keith.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Sorry, John Gatilling, staff attorney. And I just wanted to make something clear on the record that those votes that were just took place, Commissioner Call did recuse himself. So I just wanted the record to reflect that.
Thank you. Keith Fisk will be joining us virtually for the South Dakota Go Outdoors update, and maybe not, maybe.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
There. Yes. Right. Madam Chair.
You guys are ready. Go ahead and begin.
Can you hear me, somebody?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, just barely.
Well, we can hear you nice and clear, so go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, members of the commission and Secretary Roebling. Keith Fisk, I'm the licensing program administrator and have a brief update, share some numbers with you. Not nearly as exciting as $125 million budget that Chris just covered, but nonetheless, a couple important important points to touch on for you folks. As you know, every month we've been providing you individuals with a update on the Go Outdoor system. I'm going to talk specifically about the fish hunt side of things, and then Jody will talk a little bit about the park side. But just to kick it off, I'm really happy to report our elk applications closed here last month. And for the second year in a row, we were lucky and fortunate enough to break another record of applications for our five elk seasons here in South Dakota. So we broke that record by about 150 applications, just over 40,000 applications for those five elk seasons. So that was something we were watching really closely and kind of counting down the applications to see if we were going to break that record. So certainly a big success story, and certainly demonstrates that the popularity of elk and big game hunting in Western South Dakota is on everyone's radar, and those seasons and licenses are highly sought after, and people are really, really trying to get into those applications and obtain those licenses. Overall, that month, last month, those elk seasons and our bighorn sheep draws all went off for the most part as they should. The system functioned well. Obviously, a lot of different moving parts and a lot of different staff involvement, whether it's on our side or our vendor Brandt side, a lot of really good collaboration. So I just want to thank all the staff for making those draws successful and everything work well. As can be expected, when those draws do conclude, they do generate a number of phone calls. I know a couple commissioners got some phone calls that we reached out to individuals as well. You know, certainly there's some disappointment from people that have a large number of 20 plus years of preference points in certain seasons and didn't draw their tag. And of course, when you talk to those individuals, everybody would like to change the system that would benefit them. But of course, if we did something like that, it's going to take opportunities away from other people in the draw as well. And we've had those conversations with you folks in the past as well, but those certainly do come in at the conclusion of some of those larger draws. Moving forward here for this month, our combined deer, so the combined deer drawing in South Dakota is our largest application period of all of our seasons. That opened here on May 23rd. I looked just this morning and we just broke 30,000 applications. Typically, we're gonna have between 70 to 80,000 applications. We have a little bit less than a week to go. So I certainly hope that we're going to see some applications increase. I'm sure we will. Obviously, we're going to see a lot of applications come in the last 24 hours, but we certainly want people to get in there. Don't wait for the last minute. With all the people that are applying, that system might be a little slower than it should be just due to the volume. So I would encourage people to go ahead and get in there as early as they can. That deadline is going to be June 14th at 8 a.m. So if people haven't applied, they certainly have some days left here. Those application periods have been working well, a couple small hiccups, but nothing that we couldn't tackle. Along with the combined deer seasons, we also have our youth and mentor and apprentice deers open. Archery deer and antelope, both resident and non-resident. We also opened up our archery limited access permit for those coveted areas like 35L or the Good Earth State Park where you folks are at. Those are both open. And then yesterday, we also opened our non-resident waterfowl application period. So that one will be open here for about a month, but certainly of high of interest to a lot of our non-resident visitors. And then lastly, we did open at the start of this week After the elk draws concluded, we did have some leftover antlerless cow license, or antlerless elk licenses, excuse me, in three seasons, in the Black Hills elk, prairie elk, and then our Black Hills archery elk. So there are antlerless elk licenses available in the second draw, and that closes here coming up on June 20th at 8 a.m. Central Time. So certainly people like to apply for those leftover antlerless elk licenses as well. And then just a reminder that I always like to put out, especially since our combined deer application period is open, if people have questions and or they need assistance, they can certainly call our call center. That number is 605-223-7660, or go ahead and stop by any Game Fish and Parks Wildlife Division office. Those staff will either help people get into the applications if they're having trouble, or do it for them. So if you recall, this year in 2023, we went to online applications only. A little bit hesitant, but it's really been going well. Didn't hear hardly any complaints during our elk application period. And honestly, it's been really going well for our deer combined deer drawing as well. Not a lot of negative feedback from public at all. They've pretty much accepted it. So it's been going along really well. That's been nice to see. Speaking about the call center, just a quick update. So the call center moved to Brandt here last September. So it's been going for about 9 months with that vendor. And the call center that we operate, of course, takes calls on camping reservations to, can I hunt this certain area, to, can you help me apply for elk seasons? And during the month of May, they took it just a shade under 20,000 calls from customers across a myriad of different options and items, both spanning the parks and the wildlife side. So certainly a valuable asset to our agency, and certainly take a lot of questions and comments and help people out far more than staff could ever handle on their own. And I'm also happy to report that the feedback that I've heard both from customers and staff is that the call center is really charging along nicely. Certainly their knowledge base has started to be more developed as they've been more familiar with the hunting and fishing and camping things here in South Dakota. And they're just better positioned to be able to answer a lot of those questions from customers that do call in. So that's something that's ever evolving. We're never going to have it perfect because of the complex rules and regulations and laws that we have in the state, but certainly a drastic improvement from what we had with our previous vendor. So that's been something I'm really happy to report on. Other than that, as I stated earlier, things are moving along nicely, still working through some small issues, but we continue to charge forward and look forward to talking to you folks after our combined deer draw opens up or finalizes here after your next meeting. So with that, I'd be certainly happy to answer any questions or comments if you have them.
Very good. Any questions for Keith? Keith, I do have one regarding the call center. What are their hours of operation? Do they have somebody manning it 24/7? What does that look like?
Yeah, Madam Chair, the call center is open 7 days a week from 7 in the morning till 9 at night. So they do have what I would call extended hours, and people certainly utilize those after hours for certain.
All right, very good. Any other questions? Keith Fix, our licensing program administrator, and I understand that Keith, today is your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Luckily, you know, Emmett Keiser, his last day of working for the agency is today. And I talked to him on the phone earlier in the week and apologized that I wouldn't be there in person to wish him well. But Emmett's worked for 45 years, and my birthday, I'm 44 today. So Emmett's worked longer. He's worked for GFP longer than I've been alive, so that's a pretty big accomplishment for Emmett. But thank you.
We're going to continue on. We have Jody Bouchard, Parks Business Manager, and Jody's with us here in person. Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioners, Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling. My name is Jody Bouchard, and I am the Parks Business Manager. Obviously, our camping summer is underway. So I'm going to let some of the other guys talk about some of our camping numbers and revenue later on in the meeting, but I'm going to talk about some of the things that our marketing team has been working on. So May 15th, we launched our merchandise on our website, and people seem to love our themes every summer. So we continue to make those bigger, better every year. And this year, it's The Trails Are Calling and Sasquatch is our theme. So we've been having a lot of fun with that this year. And we now have some Yetis online. We have some hats online, not necessarily just for the Sasquatch items, but for Go Outdoors itself too. The state does get 10% back on those. We don't have any items in stock. Those are all drop shipped to the customer. So that's really nice for us. It's kind of a win-win. The first, we're in like 2 or 3 weeks now. We've had sales in about 18 states, and we're at about $3,500 worth of sales. So I think that's pretty good. We're looking to add some merchandise here soon, some more like shirts and backpacks and coolers. So that'll be fun to see those out in the parks. And we love to see the shirts every year, so we can see some people have a huge collection of them. But yeah, that's been fun. The next thing that our marketing crew has been working on is some emails. And in the next week, we're going to launch our onboarding series for park entrance licenses. So when a customer buys a park entrance license within their profile, they're going to receive 3 emails. The first one is going to be kind of planning your trip, planning your adventure. The second one's going to be fish where you camp. So we're going to try and promote some of that fishing in our parks. And the last one will be camping and comfort. So they will see some of the modern cabins and some of the other options we have other than just campsites. Some of the other directions we're going to go, we have the ability to, when a customer makes a reservation in a fishing heavy park, we'll be able to trigger an email and even a speed bump in the website. So we see you're going to be in our park. Did you realize that this is a really good fishing opportunity and promote a fishing license? They're right there. And then in turn, we're going to kind of reverse that in the hunting season. If a customer purchases a hunting license, we'll be able to cross promote our park. So come and stay with us. We're open all year round. So that's some of the fun things that we're able to do with this new system, kind of go from division to division and promote each other. One thing that we do have launched right now is the abandoned cart email. So if a customer's in there and they somehow they're not on there anymore, they get pulled away, they'll get an email similar to what Amazon, just to remind them that they have something in their cart and to come back and see us again. And then this last week, we just sent out a Father's Day merchandise email. They tell me that it's a 36% open rate, and that's really good. And we've made about just under $900 off of that email. So that's fun. That's fun to see those. We're starting to get into more fun things now. The system's working really well for the park side. We have tons of reservations coming in every day. And the last thing I wanted to touch on is our kiosks in the park. We have roughly about 90 around the state. Those kiosks are available 24 hours a day. So if a customer's coming in late, they have the ability to buy that park entrance license right there. Those kiosks take cards only, so customers no longer have to bring cash into the parks. And they really do continue to be popular with our park people. It's saving our customers time, and it's also saving our frontline staff people a lot of time too. So very exciting. We're going to keep moving on those kiosks, try and tweak them a little bit, might add some things to them to make it a little more handy for customers. But that's all I have for today.
Any questions for Jody? Comments? I do have a question for you, Jody. You mentioned the merchandise launched on May 15th, and I'm sorry if you said this already, but what have you been using to help promote that, to let folks know it's out there?
We've done some emails and some email blasts. That's pretty much what we've done so far, but we hope to get a little bit more into, you know, Facebook and those kinds of things.
Okay. So there's like a strategic plan. Yep. And second, you mentioned you've reached 15 states or we've shipped out.
Yep.
Can you give me an idea of what states are buying our merch?
I don't have that. Nick, do you have that at all?
Sorry, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I can find that out for you.
I'm just curious to see.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Joe, thank you very much.